Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Islam is the greatest persecutor of Christians in our world today. That's the headline. In one moment, Shahram Haidian will come to this broadcast table to explain our headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Shahram, I have been in many, many churches. Very seldom do I speak on Islam. I'm not an expert like you are. And people look at me like I'm a strange character from another planet or something. They think the fact that Islam is very active in the Middle East and in other parts of the world, no danger here in America, no danger for the body of Christ. Let me ask you, how big a threat is Islam to the Christians and to the world itself?
Well, first of all, if you look at the worldwide aspect of Christianity, Islam is the single greatest persecutor of Christians today. Of the top 15 nations that are persecuting and killing Christians, 14 of those nations are Islamic. The only one that is not is North Korea. That's just fact. The greatest persecutor of Christians today is Islam. And then when you look at in America, the fact that we see, just like in Europe, the Islamization of our nation, our schools, the media, the government, and Muslims in America now, particularly the Islamic movement, the Muslim Brotherhood, is going very hyper-political. We have this year in 2018 over 90 Muslims that are running for office across America at all levels of government, openly as Muslims. It is a grave concern because we have to understand that the teachings of Islam, and we're not talking about, again, an individual Muslim, but the teachings of Islam is that not only must it be supreme and ultimately establish a caliphate, meaning an Islamic world order, but that it is also the final religion. And that's where it becomes a threat to the church, because we have to recognize that we've been given the Great Commission to take the gospel into the nations, to make disciples of all the nations. Well, Islam teaches that it is the final religion. So how can these two be common, and how can we have so many Christian leaders sitting at the table with Muslim leaders, Muslim scholars, and saying, look how much we have in common, versus looking at what the Lord showed me, all the differences, the contrasting. Only one can be true. It is the Bible. It is Jesus Christ who is the true God.
Shahram Haidian with the details about Islam as the greatest persecutor of Christians in our world today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Shahram Haidian was born in Iran, moved to America with his parents, where Shahram became a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, and now is a pastor and an itinerant preacher traveling to warn the body of Christ of the threat of Islam. Remember, the coalition of Middle Eastern nations that aligned themselves to destroy the Jewish state of Israel are all Islamic, and they want to destroy the Jews and, as Shahram reported, to kill all Christians as well. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...